talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
And I'm filling in for Matt Flynn. It's Pizza Box Mike. And yes, I'm woke. Matt Flynn made me get up early, right? But I'm always, look, I'm up at 3:30, 4 in the morning every morning because, you know what, it doesn't matter if it's dark or bright out. It's time to talk politics, right? Because I take it personal. And you are tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. The other thing is I'm using the force called Luke. So I shouldn't have too many problems today. I'm going to have Matt Rothschild's coming in at 6:30. Pretty excited about that. Been following Matt for decades. You know, the Progressive Magazine, Fightin' Bob Fest, Talk Radio. One of the best speakers that I've ever met. So, but I want to talk a little bit about the contrast between, say, Matt Flynn and my approach. You know, Matt's well-educated, you know, attorney. He was the Democratic chair of Wisconsin twice and, you know, ran with the Clinton campaign. But, yes, we didn't have anybody else to run with at the time. Also, very respectful. And I'm none of that stuff, right? I messed up. I went to Whitewater. Didn't know what I was getting into till I got there. But before I went to Whitewater, I had a great childhood, right? My dad was an elementary school principal. My mom was an elementary school teacher. Different districts and towns, thank God. And for a while, I did have, you know, I did have to go to the same school as my mom. She was the pre-primary teacher. And whenever I got in trouble, they'd go running down the hall. Mrs. Dickman's brother was lighting firecrackers. They didn't know it was her son because she was pretty young. Six kids, tightly knit. Lived in the country, animals, you know, chickens. We had everything. We had goats and ponies when I was a kid. We had chickens, cats, dogs, a couple horses, pet raccoon. So right away, I had that connection to animals and how important they really are, right? And also to, growing your own food. We had, like, fruit. We had strawberries. We had raspberries. And the black ones were all on the fence lines. You can't, I don't know if you know any this, Luke, but when you try to transplant black raspberries, it don't work. The red ones do. They're like domesticated. The blue ones are like me, man. They're meant to be wild, right? Out free, thorny, pricking everybody. So, you know, that was my background. And then, I mean, high school was great, right? I went to state and three sports, homecoming king, music and drama, partying with my pothead friends at the same time. So I was, you know, very diverse. And then it all went downhill after that. I went to Whitewater. Need I remind you, that's where, you know, that's like the hotbed of rotten Republicans to serve in the legislature. We had Robin Voss and Reince Priebus were roommates. Oh, if I had only, you know, been there at the same time they were, none of this would have happened. I'd have been on it, I think. Actually, no, I didn't. I wasn't woke yet. I really wasn't. I knew there was an issue, okay? It was, Reagan was president. I was depressed. The dudes in my dorm were just weird, man. I could never watch a Cub game in the lounge because they were watching soap operas. And they're all Reaganites. Guaranteed probably Trumpers today, right? And this stuff isn't over, man. It's just starting to heat up. I don't really know where to start with all this. I mean, hey, I want to ask you a question. Have you been following that South Carolina attorney, Alex Murdaugh?
I have not, so please fill me in.
Wow. Okay, so it goes back a couple months to where someone murdered... Well, let's go further than that. The youngest son killed a young girl while they were in a boat. He crashed in into a pier and killed her, right? So there was all kinds of legal problems associated with this. And this is the life of the, you know, rich and famous here, folks. This family is loaded, right? So months go by, years, whatever goes by, and someone murders his wife and his youngest son, the one that was responsible for this accident. And right away, I was like, red flag, man. I mean, I watch Forensic Files, you know, City Confidential, First 48. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a damn good detective. Okay, my instinct for that was, that just doesn't sound right. I think the dad's involved here. I really think something's going on here because there's nobody knows anything, right? Just, oh, maybe it's retaliation for the son killing the daughter. But normally, we don't see things like that, where someone loses a child and the first thing they think of is to retaliate against the accident, the person who caused the accident. I just didn't feel good about that. Okay, so now take it to where we are now. What was it, a week or so ago? The dad is on the side of the road, car trouble, guy stops to help him, shoots him in the head, and takes off, right?
The dad or the guy?
No, the guy. Okay. That was supposedly helping him with this car.
Gotcha,
right?
Gotcha.
He didn't die, dude. He was, you know, he says he was blinded, you know, and had it was an enter and exit wound, right? So he's laying there on the ground. Eventually, the cops, you know, find him, and he goes to the hospital, and he's out in like 2 days. You know, he had a serious concussion or a fractured skull and some bleeding in the brain, but he was able to leave like 2 days later.
Two days after a gunshot wound to the head.
Right.
That's insane.
Okay, well, it gets even more insane. Turns out that he was actually hiring this guy to murder him so that his surviving son would get the $10 million policy, right? Failed. Didn't work. And the connection between the guy and the father, the guy that shot him, was that he represented him in a couple cases, okay? Traffic, well, I can't remember what the other one was. But, you know, the guy looked pretty rough, okay? So here, you know, yeah, I'll take some money to do this, right? If you say so. I think the dad killed the mom and the son. That's what I think. I don't know. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but it just all comes back to him. And I mean, why would you want to? And then the excuse was, oh, you know, first this happened to his wife and son, and then shortly after that, his father died. And, you know, somehow, you know, most people don't get through that, but he did, and he used opiates. No, man, most people get through it without using opiates, right? We all lose our mom and dad, right? And it just, this is how, you know, somebody else does that isn't a lawyer and isn't well-connected and isn't wealthy, I think this case would have been solved already. It seems like a lot of these things don't get solved till, what, they're in another country or something? I don't know what's going to happen out of this, but I really do feel like, and no, there are a lot of people above the law. You know, all you have to do is point to Trumpism. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, Trumpaholism is expanding. Okay, these guys are, we need to expand healthcare for all, right? Single payer. And then we can set up these clinics to treat the Trumpaholics. What do you think? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what the cure for Trumpaholics is.
They have to be reprogrammed, dude. They have to, like, you'll have to put the goggles on them and turn off all the lights and, you know, just let it fly, man. Let the truth fly. See if they can absorb any of it. I mean, they're brainwashed. There's no doubt about it. And on Facebook, I mean, I was ready to get kicked off today. I really was, because, you know, some loser lady, I don't even know why, you know, it was something about, what do you think about Wisconsin, this state of Wisconsin? And I said that it's been ruined by fascist Republicans. How's that? And of course, all the Walkerites and Trumpites and whatever they are start dogging me. And I'm like, yeah, you know, ignorance is bliss. I'm really happy for you, you know. And fortunately, there's a few rational people that respond to some of the things I say. But all of a sudden, I wake up this morning and here's this chick with all these horrible memes, racist memes. And so I troll her page and see what she's about, and moved from New York and lives in Beaver Dam and doesn't look like she'd, you know, be crazy. But lady, you're crazy, man. And I mean, I was really close to letting it fly. And then I thought, well, I can give her a private message. And then I'll get kicked off Messenger for a while, right? So how am I going to get a hold of guests to come on the show? because we're going to have some good lineups here. I got other guests lined up. We're going to have Joel Jacobson, who ran against Robin Voss twice. And I've only talked to him once. And you know what? He could have his own show because he can talk like even more than me, I think. It's like the two of us trying to get a word in. So anyway, we'll have all that set up. I'm going to have a friend of mine, Bob Slamka, come on and talk about the campaign that he ran and how tough it is to work past incumbents in either party, right? And the connections and the contributors and the propaganda that goes in to elections. I'm aware of it. It's probably going to upset people when Bob and I talk about some of this stuff. It may be about a representative that you feel close to. But I'll tell you what, I know who the really good representatives are, not just in Madison, but also in D.C. and other states. I mean, if they're progressive, yeah, man. If they're not, oh, wait, I'm filling in for Matt Flynn, so I can't really go too far today, right? Anyway, thanks, Matt, and I hope you're sleeping in today. We'll be back in, I don't know, a couple minutes.